My Onist, this sacrifice makes me feel that I have perhaps been a little selfish. I cannot help feeling that there is much to be said for the old arrangement. Why should Adolphus die for my sake?
I am not dying for your sake, Fitz. I am dying because you poisoned me.
You do not fear to die, Adolphus, do you?
No, I don't exactly fear to die still.
Still, if an antidote...
Antidote?
If an antidote would not be too much of an anticlimax.
Anticlimax be blowed! Do you think I'm going to die to please the critics? Out with your antidote, quick!
The best antidote to the poison I have given you is lime. Plenty of lime.
Lime? You mock me! Oh. Do you think I carry lime about in my pockets?
There is the plaster ceiling.
Yes, the ceiling. Saved, saved.
Ceiling?
There is lime in the plaster. Here, use my boots. Take this piece of ceiling, Adolphus. It is the largest.
Ha! A lump off the moulding. Try this.
Stop, stop.
Do not stop. You will die.
I prefer death.
Adolphus, persevere.
No, unless you can supply lime in liquid form, I must perish. Finish that ceiling, I cannot and will not.
I have a thought, an inspiration. My bust.
Can I resist it?
She refers to a statue man, there by the door.
Yes, of course.
Here, try the hair bun.
Axelot! I cannot! You, not even your bust, Magnesium. Do not ask me to let me die.
Force yourself to take a mouthful. Down with it, Adolphus.
Useless! It would not stay down. Water, some fluid, ring for some liquid.
I will save you. My beloved mistress, you live!
Yes, Phyllis, but Mr. Barstable is dying.
Oh!
Oh, I hope he will not think it unfeeling for me to appear at his deathbed in curlers.
We know you have a good heart, Phyllis. Now take my bust and dissolve it in a jug of hot water, then bring it back instantly. Mr. Barstable's life depends on your haste.
It does seem a pity, doesn't it, milady, to spoil your lovely bust.
Oh, this craze for fine art is beyond all bounds. Off with you! Drink, drink. My entrails are parched. A drink!
Not the seltzer! Madman, you forget! It is poison!
I don't care! I must drink! Empty! Empty!
Magnesia, I have always pretended not to notice it, but you also keep a siphon of seltzer for your private use in my hat box.
I use it for washing old lace.
Of course.
Well, he shall have it.
Oh. Oh. Haste, please! Thanks, thanks! Oh, thanks! Oh, help! Help! The ceiling is effervescing! I am bursting!
Quick! The rug strap! We shall clamp it down on him before he explodes! Is that tight enough?
Will you hold, do you think?
The peril is past.
Thank heavens. Here, milady, your bust is dissolved.
At last.
You are saved. Drain it to the dregs. Well?
How inexpressibly soothing to the chest. A delicious numbness steals through all my members. I would. Sleep.
Let him sleep.
Here, what's this? What's all this noise? How can anybody sleep through it? Hello? What have you been doing to my ceiling?
Silence or leave the room. If you wake that man, he dies.
If he can sleep through the noises you three makes, he can sleep through anything.
detestable vulgarian. Your pronunciation jars on the finer chords of my nature. Be gone.
Oh, I don't believe he's asleep. I believe he's dead! Please! Please! Murder! Police!
Who shouts a murder?
Here, policeman! These three's been and murdered this gent between them! And not tore my Ashton!
Officer, I may inform you that my friend had an acute attack of indigestion. No carbonate of soda being available, he swallowed a portion of this vulgar man's ceiling. Behold the result!
The ceiling was poisoned! Well, of all the awful... I arrest you for willful murder!
What? How is this justice? Here, how can I tell he was going to eat my ceiling?
Oh, true. This case is more complicated than I thought. I shall examine the body. Oh, stiff already.
And precious heavy. Well, he's gone hard as nails.
What?
Oh, say he is not dead. Phyllis, fetch a doctor.
Yes, m'lady.
Come, come, rouse him, shake him.
Oh, is he a man or a statue?
Oh!
What's wrong, ma'am?
Do you not see what has happened?
Horror on horror's head!
The plaster is set inside him. The officer is right. He is a living statue.
Not so much living.
Such a case is not provided for in me book of instructions. Oh, don't seem no use trying artificial respiration, do it? Here, landlord, lend a hand. We best take him and set him up in Trafalgar Square.
I should pat him in the cistern and wash it out of him.
What? What?
The medical man, m'lady.
A case of poison, sir.
Do you mean to say that an unqualified person, a layman, has dared to administer poison in my district?
It looks like it.
Oh.
Hold up, m'lady.
Not a moment must be lost. The patient must be kept awake at all costs. Constant and violent motion is necessary.
Go!
Stop! That is not the poisoned person!
It is you, then? Why did you not say so before?
Nah, that ain't him.
What? You?
Check it out!
Come out of it, the both of you! Now, you all come with me to the station.
What, in this frightful storm?
I think it's raining.
It's thundering and lightning.
It's dangerous!
Well, if you won't come quietly, then...
I believe the doctor is dead.
The landlord is dead.
The policeman's dead too.
The copper's helmet attracted the lightning.
After life's fitful fever, they sleep well. Phyllis, sweep them up.
Oh, will they be in your way if I leave them there until morning, m'lady?
I suppose they will not disturb us. Good night, Phyllis.
Good night, m'lady. Good night, sir.
And now, husband, let us perform our last sad duty to our friend. He has become his own monument. Let us erect him. He is heavy, but love can do much.
A little leverage will get him on his feet.
True.
Give me my umbrella. That's done it!
Forever and forever, Adolphus.
The rest is silence.
You've been listening to George Bernard Shaw's Passion, Poison, and Petrification, a one-act audio theater production featuring the voice talents of Blancett Reynolds as Magnesia, John Mercer as George, and Scott Crisp as Adolphus, with Glenn Carlson, Digby Christian, and Karina Harmon. Recorded at Lindner Sound in San Francisco. Produced and directed for one-act audio theater by Glenn Carlson. Visit us on the web at www.oneact.org.